Okay. Anyway, so we're back to the classroom now, I guess. It's 11 o'clock for you guys.
好，我们现在开始下一阶段的课程。
I should just ask at this point, does anybody have any questions before we move on?
在我们继续讲之前，有没有同学有任何的问题？我们可以这边讨论一下。
If you do have a question, you might just have to write it in, or you can unmute, I guess. I think you can unmute yourselves. If you do have a question at any time, just write it in on the chat.
然后在这个我们的这个Zoom里面有一个可以用打字的聊天的部分，你可以打字进去，也可以用打字的方式问问题。Okay,
so getting back to the, it's a ritual of circumcision. We have to remember it is just a ritual and it has a meaning, it has a purpose, but it's not to be confused with the reality.
所以我们必须要了解，就是说，像割礼或洗礼这样子的这些仪式呢，它当然是有它的意义存在的。但是我们千万不要把这个意义扩大变成了所谓的现实。And
I'll give you this phrase here. This is what the Colonel used to say. R.B. Thiem Jr. used to say this a lot if he was teaching about rituals. But he would say this is a principle. Ritual without reality is meaningless.
在上校牧师他的讲道中的时候，他曾经有一句非常重要的话，他就说：“任何的仪式如果没有真实性，它就是没有意义的。”And
often he would use that referring to baptism, like the water baptism, because a lot of people have no understanding of the reality about the water baptism, and so that baptism is just meaningless for them.
他常常也会把这样子的这个这句话用在洗礼这件事上，就是说，如果今天一个人受洗，但他并没有真实的信仰的话，这个洗礼其实是没有意义的。And
the churches, they like to say you have to give 10%, and actually that's a false concept as well. You don't have to give 10% at all. But they like to say that in the church. You know, now you have to give your 10%. Well, it becomes a ritual. And when the people don't understand the reality, the giving of money is absolutely meaningless, and it's not going to give any blessing to anybody.
而另外一个例子呢，就是有关这个十一奉献的事哈，就说如果今天一个信徒他在做十一奉献，却不是真心诚意的理解他做这十一奉献啊所代表的意义，而把它当做是一个必要的仪式，那这样子的。 这种十一奉献呢，也变成是没有意义的，你也不会受到祝福。Another
ritual, and it's sort of like a ritual, I guess, it becomes a habit for a lot of people, is where they just say, like, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and everything. It becomes just a meaningless words that come out of their mouth when they can't think of anything else to say.
那还有呢，就是有一些人会把一些习惯用语啊带在嘴上。 比如说，神祝福你，神祝福你，看到谁都说神祝福你，但他心里面其实已经忘记他在说的这句话的真实意义，甚至他就只是把它变成是个口头禅。那这样子的一个祝福也变得是没有意义的。And
just saying like God bless you, God bless you, that's really quite meaningless because what are you really saying when you say that? Are you commanding God to bless this person, or you want God to bless them, or what do you really mean?
说神祝福你，神祝福你到底是什么意思？是你在命令神要祝福这个人呢，还是你希望神要祝福这个人呢？就真正的意义是什么？如果你根本没有真心诚意的在做一个祷告，你这样的口头禅是毫无意义的。Yeah,
because obviously you cannot force or you cannot command God to bless somebody. That's blasphemous.
尤其呢，我们要知道，我们是不能够强迫或者是命令神来祝福一个人的。Yeah,
and if we say, I want God to bless you, then that's meaningless as well, because God wants to bless the person anyway. But what's stopping the person being blessed is their negative volition to God.
而我们也知道呢，去说我们希望神祝福这个人也是没有意义的，因为神本来就是祝福的。 那如果这个人他本身是不顺服于神，那他神怎么祝福他呢？
Yeah, so this word to say God bless you, that's a ritual, but if there's no reality behind it, if you know, you can't find any particular reason from the Bible to say that, it becomes meaningless and even blasphemous. Blasphemous means going against God's will. So your blaspheme is a verb.
I'm checking my dictionary. Blasphemous. 当我们这样去说的时候, 甚至有可能是一个亵渎神的一个做法。
And it's like somebody saying, if you want to go to heaven, you have to be baptized in water. Well, that's blasphemous as well, because there's no human work which gets you to heaven. It's only faith that gets you to heaven.
而如果你跟一个人说, 哦, 你必须一定要受水洗礼, 你才能够去天堂, 这个也是错误的, 这也是一个亵渎神的, 因为其实神并没有说一定是要水洗, 哦, 才能去天堂, 更没有说你水洗了就去天堂, 因为万一水洗了, 这个人根本没有信仰, 那也是完全没有意义的。
Well, those people at the time of Paul, and even today, Jewish people, they're saying, yeah, if you want God to bless you, and if you want to be part of God's plan, you have to be circumcised with the physical circumcision. Well, that's blasphemous as well.
而现在犹太人，当今的犹太人, 他们还如果在强调说你想要受到神的这个祝福, 能够上天堂, 必须经过割礼, 那这个也是亵渎神。
Yeah, but in the Old Testament times, when the children, at 8 days of age, so all the young boys, when they were 8 days old, very young, they would have the ritual. And that was where they would have the end of the penis cut off. And that would be a reminder of God's covenant with Abraham.
而现在的这个犹太人呢, 在8天的时候呢, 他们就要做割礼呢, 它其实是一个让犹太人记得 神与亚伯拉罕立的约。
And when the child was old enough to understand, then the father could explain to the boy, you were circumcised to remember the covenant between God and Abraham. And then he could tell about the story of Abraham.
而当这个孩子长得比较大了, 这个父亲可以告诉他的儿子说, 你受割礼是因为, 当初亚伯拉罕跟神所立的约，所以他可以把这个故事讲解给这个孩子听，让他理解他作为一个犹太人所受到的所有的祝福。Now,
just like when you want to understand any kind of a ritual, and you want to understand the reality behind the ritual, you need to understand the meanings of the words.
所以呢, 当我们要学习任何的仪式, 都必须要真正理解这仪式背后所有的意义。
Just like when we did the study about baptism and we looked at the original meaning of the word baptism.
就像我们在学习受洗礼哈, 这个也要理解洗礼真正后面所代表的所有的意义。
So you have to look at the Greek word. The Greek word was baptisma. And so when you look at the Greek word, you say, well, what does baptisma mean?
所以这个洗礼的希腊原文是baptisma, 那你就必须要理解那个希腊文它
And so we spent a lot of time looking at what the meaning of that word is.
所以我们曾经呢,花很多时间去学习希腊文的这个洗礼的意义。
And it's the same thing when we have a look at this word circumcised. You know, we need to look at the original meaning of the word.
就像我们现在在谈circumcise,割礼的这个字,也要理解这个字的原始的意义。
Yeah, now the word itself, it doesn't appear too often in the Old Testament, but we have an example in Psalms 118 verse
10.
Okay, now this is the same word that they have for the circumcision. Now the word here is mul, and the word mul is circumcised. But we'll look at the context here. This is Psalms 110 verse 10. It says, all nations compassed me about. They were all around me. But in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. And so we have the word destroy. And it's using the same word for circumcision.
好,在我们看一下诗篇的118章10节。好,这边写说,万国围绕我,我靠耶和华的名。 必剿灭他们。所以这边的这个剿灭呢，在原始的这个希伯来文的诗篇圣经里面呢，就已经很清楚的用了同一个跟割礼同一个字，就是 circumcise 这个词。好，它其实它在这边是剿灭或者是毁灭。好，这个啊是被翻成毁灭或剿灭。那其实跟就是 circumcise 原始的意义。
Yeah, okay. So, this is the word here, more or less. I'll see if I can bring it up here, actually. Okay. Yeah, so the word here, the Hebrew word is mul, and in the Old Testament, we see it 24 times altogether.
好，这个 circumcise 这个字呢，在希伯来文里面呢，是现在在荧幕上的最上面的那个，好，那个字呢，它在旧约里面，哦，使用了24次。
And the first time we see it actually is in Genesis 17:10, and that's the verse we just had where God said to Abraham, you have to do this as part of the covenant. Like it becomes a ritual, but it's a sign of the covenant, that the promise that I have between you and me.
哦，这个第一次使用呢，就是在创世纪17:10，我们刚刚念到的，就说你跟我立约，你就必须要让你自己跟你的子嗣都要受割礼。
But the word, the same word is used as a verb, like we just see now in Psalms 118 verse 10 it was.
好，那但是在诗篇的118篇的10-12里面用到的也是同一个字，但是它的意思就已经不再用割礼，而是用毁灭这个意思来翻译。
Okay, and it's interesting that in the context here, we have how the nations, meaning the other kingdoms, are surrounded. This is David writing here, and the other nations are around me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. So in using this word, he's like saying, I will circumcise them. But really, it just means to destroy them, to get rid of them, to get rid of these dirty people.
而这一篇诗篇就是大卫所写的，他说呢，在我围绕在我四周的国，好，我靠着耶和华的名，好，必然的要毁灭他们。那这个边的他用了同一个字，好，所以他必会毁灭，而不是说用割礼他们，是要我们要了解这个事情。
Okay, so here we can see, you know, basically you're getting rid of something which is unnecessary or something which is against the plan of God.
所以呢，这个说就是去除了，好，去除他们，这个意思就是说是这些东西都是无用之物，而这个就是不在神的计划里的，就去除它。
And when David is out fighting on the battlefield, he's not a pacifist. See, a lot of Christians say, oh, we need to put down our weapons and we need to be nice to each other. But here, David is going out to destroy the enemies and he's doing it in the name of the Lord.
你看好，所以大卫呢，他其实是以着耶和华的名，好，就是要把那些不信神的，不信耶和华的都要去掉，而不是用一种好像假和平主义，要跟这放下武器，然后跟所有人都很和好，他不属耶和华的就是要铲除。
Yeah, a lot of Christians, they say God is love and Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and they don't understand what that means, and they say that we shouldn't fight our enemies, and that's how a lot of Christian nations get destroyed, is because the Christians in the country, they say we can't have a military, we can't defend ourselves.
而很多的基督徒呢，却完全不理解所谓耶稣是和平之子的真实意义。他们会认为说，在我们要爱我们的敌人，哈，我们要放下武器，甚至他们会要求这个国家不该有军事的武力。好，他们全部要用一个和平的方法去爱所有他的仇敌，所以这些基督教国家就可能就因此被毁灭了。他们并不理解神真正对于基督徒的教导。
Remember, one of Jesus' titles is actually he's called Jehovah, Lord of Hosts. And what that means is that he's the Lord of the armies. They use the word host. But,
我们甚至讲说耶稣基督他是万军之耶和华。耶和华是万军之主。这个 万军之主的概念，就是一个军队的首领的概念。
You could call him like the commander of the armies or the angelic armies. You know, he's the head general.
所以呢，耶和华是万军的司令，总司令。在这个以赛亚书37章36节里面很讲，讲得很清楚，是 commander of the armies. 他是大军 大军的首领，司令。
And that he's called the angel of the Lord, but in the context as well, he's the Lord of the armies. That's where he kills 185,000 people. That's the Assyrian soldiers. And the Lord himself, this is Jesus Christ, he's killing 185,000 Assyrian soldiers.
就是在以赛亚书37章36节里面呢，这个万军之耶和华，他等于是代替人，一夕之间把亚述人的所有的这个军队杀光光，185,000的军队在一夜之间就全部被杀掉。
Yeah, in that context, we see that Jesus is the great commander, and obviously that means that he can destroy people. If he has to destroy people, he destroys whole armies. That's not a problem for the Lord.
所以我们要理解，就是说耶稣基督是万军耶和华的首领，他是一个伟大的军事司令，总司令。好，让他杀掉仇敌这件事情根本不是一个问题。
Okay, but anyway, we do see, you know, this is the use of the word mun, which they say is to circumcise, and we see that in Psalms 118 verse 10. So it helps us to understand that the end of...Abraham's penis, it was being destroyed, it was being cut off.
所以呢，我们从诗篇118篇十节里面呢，我们就理解了哈，这个 circumcise 这个割礼的字的原始的意义就是一个毁坏、毁灭，好，然后除去、去除的这个概念。所以亚伯拉罕跟耶和华立约，好，在创世纪十七章十节那边的重点就是要去除这个除去这个包皮，象征着对仇敌或污秽的一个洗礼。
Okay, now what I'll do, I'll just give you some verses to look through. Again, this can be like a kind of a homework, but we'll just to look through it first, and then on Tuesday, are you going to be okay to translate on Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, and on Tuesday, I'll explain these a little bit more.
好，我们留下几个金句让大家回去阅读一下，然后礼拜二的早上十点，我们的课程里面再继续解释。
Okay, but I'll just give you these verses first, and you can look through these. The first one is Deuteronomy 10:16.
好，第一个金句呢，就是《生命记》的十章十六节。
You have to remember the word there is mun as well, the word we just had.Which means to circumcise, and we're told to circumcise our hearts.
这一句里面提到了，就是我们必须要将我们的心里面的肮脏去除。
Yeah, and I don't know if it says it in the Chinese, but you have to see there's a difference between Deuteronomy 10:16 and Deuteronomy 36, because in Deuteronomy 10:16, God says we have to circumcise the hearts, and then in Deuteronomy 36, it says God will do it.
在生命记十章十六节里面，他讲到说是我们必须去除我们心中的污秽，但是在生命记三十章的第六节呢，说是神会为我们除去我们心中的污秽，所以他的那个主词一个是我们 we， 另外一节是 God 是神。
Okay, and while you're looking at that, I want you to have a look also at James chapter 4 verse 7 and 1 Peter 5 verse 6.
那另外要请大家要阅读的是雅各书的四章七节，还有彼得前书的五章六节。
Okay, because this we see that the passive voice used, and I'll have to explain that, but the passive voice means you have to do this.Where you're told to basically make yourself obedient to God.
好，那这里面有比较多的解释需要 下一次上课的时候啊，再来说明。所以大家就是也回去先读这个雅各书四章七节跟彼得前书五章六节。
Okay, and just two final verses you can look at as well, and this is Deuteronomy 6:5 and Matthew 22:37.
还有另外两个章节呢，就是生命记六章五节跟马太福音二十二章三十七节。
Okay, and you can look at those words, the verses there, and compare that with Deuteronomy 36, because some of the words or the phrasing that's used is very similar.
而这些章节我们都要回头去跟这个生命记三十章六节好的这个文字做一个比较，因为它里面很多的句法和说明的东西都非常相似。
Okay, anyway, that's enough for today, I think.
好，我们今天就先上到这边。
Okay, I'll just bow our heads.
好，那我们就低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we had to study about your words.
感谢天父给我们这样的时间，能够让我们专注地研读你的话语。
We give thanks that the Bible reveals to us your covenant with Abraham and how that can even apply to our lives thousands of years later.
我们感谢呢，天父的话语让我们能够理解当年神与亚伯拉罕立的约，而且在千年后还对我们的生命有这么大的影响。
We pray that we can have greater understanding about what it means to circumcise our hearts in order that we can become a greater part of your plan.
而也让我们理解在今天的课程中教导我们，我们要对我们的心中的污秽去除，让我们能够更能够理解并接受神所为我们做的计划。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I'll see you all again on Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
好，星期二早上10点再见咯。好，拜拜。
谢谢，拜拜。
拜。